Hold these thoughts, because I got to go to the phone line right now. My friend DJ Sun, he's got a bar called The Flat. Dwayne De Rosario is going to be there and signing some books and doing a DJ set. DJ Sun, how are you, buddy?
Glenn, how's it going, man? I'm doing well.
All right, it's going good. First thing I want you to do is just tell us about your event with Dwayne De Rosario coming up.
All right, so, you know, I saw that Dwayne had a book out quite a while back, and then I've seen some postings on his Instagram. I reached out to him. He and I are friends for a long time. And I said, hey, man, so why don't you come in, one, do a DJ set on the Wednesday night? He's, you know, he's got Guyanese roots. I'm from Suriname. We both like reggae. I was like, hey, man, come in and do a DJ set.
You're from Suriname now because the Netherlands got knocked out of the tournament. I thought yesterday you were from the Netherlands. I'm sorry. I had to say that.
Yeah.
Don't pull that one on me, Andre.
There are a lot of Surinamese kids that play for the Netherlands, and you know I follow those guys.
Suriname wins the World Cup. I know who you're. I know what country you're from then too. All right, so go on with that.
Suriname's in the Gold Cup.
I know.
Suriname is definitely in the Gold Cup this month, by the way. And
well, you and I are going to that game. We're going to that game. You and I
definitely.
We're going to that game. So finish up on Dwayne. Yeah. So finish up on
Dwayne. So Dwayne, a great guy. He and I have hung out before, and I said, "Hey man, come into Houston. Let's do a DJ set." He's watched me DJ before, and I knew he had a passion for it. So I wanted him to come in tomorrow night. He's going to come in and do a DJ set, and then on Thursday he'll do a book signing from like 6 to 9. I think he's written a great book talking about his life. Of course, I think you had him on your show as well.
Correct. Yeah, it's a great book. I think people are going to love the book. It's his story. Top three all-time in the history of Major League Soccer, in my mind, the things that man did.
Man.
And driven as a player.
Yeah, I've made a lot of good friends on the Dynamo team, and I don't want to slight anyone, but, man, Dwayne De Rosario, he was the dude, man. Like, he's bringing all that energy to the Dynamo, to that championship, just the beautiful goals he scored as well. He's just a legend for the Dynamo, I believe.
MLS Best 11, All-Star, Goals of the Year, multiple MLS Cups. He was the straw that stirred the drink for the Houston Dynamo and Dominic Kinnear. I don't think there's any question about that, hands down. And you know what? He was on my show, and he talked about if he would have stayed here, and he would have if he got massaged a little bit more and got a little bit more money. You might have won a third time.
And that's a whole other story, right?
That is a whole other story. So quickly, before we got a couple of minutes before we go to break, just tell me what happened with the Netherlands. What's going on in the country? I know the board's out now. This was a rough exit for the Netherlands.
So everything that I'm reading and all the analyses and kind of what I intuitively thought anyway was the Boer was the wrong choice. And I don't know why they went to him. And they're coming out with all these analyses about, like, okay, so when you bring in the Boer, why don't you give him enough authority? You know, he doesn't necessarily bring the right personality to it, and he doesn't have the right vision. So now Nico Jan Hoogsma, who's the guy who's going to hire the next guy and hired the Boer, is actually retracking on all this and going, hey, we got to hire someone with authority, et cetera, et cetera. But the grand error of hiring the Boer and the way the Boer came in, it goes to one name, and it's Dwight Lodewijkers, right? That was the assistant to Koeman. Basically, the Boer was put in charge, and he was told, hey, we're going to hire you, but guess what? You're going to keep these two assistants. It was Dwight Lodewijkers, and it was another gentleman. And that immediately takes away his authority. And then he comes back by saying, hey, well, I'm going to play 5-3-2, and you're not really going to mess with my vision about that. Well, 5-3-2 is absolutely un-Dutch. It does not follow any of the philosophy of the Dutch great masters.
They flew a plane over with the, right? Tell me the story about when they flew the plane over.
Oh, man, that was so funny. So during one of their practices, one of the TV stations, actually, it was discovered afterwards, hired a plane to fly over, and it said, you know, something like, hey, just be normal, just go back to 433.
Yeah. And well, it was a news station, you know, though, right?
It was a station that a TV station that basically carried a sports show, a Dutch station, and the thing about that is he was really stubborn about just sticking with it, but I think it had everything to do with that initial, you know, placement of, hey, De Boer, you're gonna come in, but we're gonna tell you who you're gonna keep as your assistant. And that puts him against the eight ball immediately. It takes a lot of respect away. And then he has to stick to his vision, which takes respect away from the players, because you're using players that are not used to that system, except for Martin Deron. Martin Deron played for Atalanta Bergamo and did really well in it. That's one player, but that's not your pivotal player. That's not Frankie de Jong, Wijnaldum, Memphis Depay. So I think that sums up the story. So they called in Frank de Boer. They gave him no support after he lost. And Frank de Boer left that meeting and said, you know what, I'm going to pack my bags and I'm out of here. But I
time
think
to
go. Fire him anyway.
Andre, thank you very much. 6 to 9 Thursday at the Flat. And then tomorrow, Dwayne De Rosario will do a DJ set there as well. As always,
1701 Commonwealth, the Flat.
There you go, 1701 Commonwealth, the Flat. We're going to take a break here. It's a little bit of Black Sabbath for my friend here, Rodrigo de Luna. One of the loudest bands I've ever heard in my life, Fred. I think I was deaf the next day after that show.
Unpopular opinion, I like Black Sabbath better with Ronnie James Dio than with Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, you'll have a lot to talk with this guy. We're going to take a break here. It's Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway, where we are about to raffle off a Christian Eriksen jersey straight back from the Euros, brought here courtesy of Jan Christensen and Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. Big thank you to everybody out here at Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway. It is the official home of Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit for the Euros. We'll break. We'll come back. We got more.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.